Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We've got a lot to get into here today on the show. Last night was Raw, the Fallout show from the Survivor Series. Lots of stuff happened last night. Lots of stuff going to happen tonight. Actually, there should be a ton of stuff happening tonight because the SmackDown show is in Los Angeles, and there are expected to be a bunch of Fox executives there. And, of course, SmackDown is moving to Fox coming up in October of 2019, and they got to do something tonight. Because this is the loser brand. And how they turn this into a storyline, I think it's pretty obvious where they're going here. And that is that Shane McMahon wanted to not have to listen to his sister brag about winning the World Cup tournament. And so he told everybody on his brand, that if one of them did not come home with the cup, if they went to the finals and did not win, they would be fired. And, of course, Miz suffered an injury, and so Shane threw himself in there, and he won the World Cup tournament to become, as they noted, the best in the world. Then he puts everybody on SmackDown into the Survivor Series. It's a bunch of Raw versus SmackDown matches. He has to rely on everybody on the SmackDown brand, and guess what? They all fail. He was the only one that could save SmackDown at that World Tournament. The best in the world tournament. So I'm sure this is leading to him losing his mind and turning heel and going crazy. I guess we'll find out tonight. Daniel Bryan is a heel, so he's going to explain what he did last week and why. I think it's patently obvious. He won the title. And then, of course, it is the week of Thanksgiving, and so there is a Thanksgiving feast fight set for SmackDown here tonight with the New Day and I guess whoever else. So we'll find out what that means tonight. We got Raw to talk about. We got a Braun Strowman injury. We got a lineup for TLC. So much more. We'll take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and we shall kick it off after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Days are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kids, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby, butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And take your Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reigns Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP. And receive every major pay-per-view for free.
Including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events. And receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com. On exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices. And Roku.
We are Honor Club. And honor is real.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Lots to talk about here today. First off, WWE shot an angle where Baron Corbin, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre destroyed Braun Strowman's elbow on last night's episode of Raw. Strowman teamed with Finn Balor and Elias in an elimination tag match against Corbin, Lashley, and McIntyre. And with the heels attacking Strowman's elbow, smashing him between two sets of steel steps, WWE later issued a storyline injury update calling the elbow shattered. Or as Michael Cole would say, it was shattered. Dave Meltzer noted on last night's Observer Radio, the angle was a cover for a legitimate injury Strowman is dealing with. Strowman has bone spurs in his elbow. The elbow that was attacked is going to undergo elbow surgery. Meltzer described the surgery as not a bad deal. Said Strowman's elbow obviously isn't shattered. It is touch and go if he'll be able to wrestle at TLC. He guesses it will depend on the seriousness of the surgery. That's a pretty good guess. So the belief is that Strowman will be fine to face Lesnar at the Royal Rumble during last night's Raw. Strowman facing Corbin in a TLC match was announced for the pay-per-view on December 16th. The stipulation is that Strowman will challenge for Lesnar's Universal title at the Royal Rumble if he defeats Corbin. If Corbin wins, he will become the permanent general manager of Raw. Did they say that last night? Did I miss that?
Yeah, they said that.
I presume they did.
Or he said that.
Anyway, so that's the story there. And that was the big angle coming out of Raw last night, outside of Dean Ambrose beating up Seth Rollins and stating that Roman Reigns deserved to get leukemia. Not making any of this up, by the way.
Oh, no.
God is punishing him.
Yes.
For his whatever I guess they had done together when they were in the Shield behind the scenes that nobody saw.
That's the Joe we haven't seen.
Yeah. So that was Raw, everybody. If you want to give us your thoughts on it, 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. I got to bring this up, too, because we didn't talk about this enough. I mean, I don't really want to talk about it, but I want to talk about it, and I got a point.
All right.
So last night, they did the stupid angle where they're backstage at catering, and Drake Maverick's trying to get his food, and everybody's laughing that he peed his pants on Sunday. They're making fun of him. And finally, he goes up to Roode and Gable. His first in ear notes, he was howling about pee jokes. Bobby Roode, 41 years old. I hope the 50-plus demographic loved toilet humor as much as him. I was truly glad to be watching Raw alone. Well, hey, Vince McMahon is 73 years old, I believe. And I'm sure he was howling at this, this
timeless
humor. So the point of all of this is, number one, I'm sure Vince found it hilarious, this urine humor. As somebody mentioned to me yesterday, a very good point, this is a company that is doing an anti-bullying campaign. And last night, this small man in a cafeteria setting, basically like some little kid at school that peed their pants at school, is being bullied by a bunch of baby faces. That was a segment last night. Does anybody think? So anyway, yeah. That was hilarious.
Brian, they started to baby face Alexa during the feud where she was bullying Nia Jax. They turned it around where Nia was the bully. It was gaslighting, and it was working, turning Alexa Bliss back babyface because she was so good at making fun of Nia Jax. This show started with Braun Strowman coming out there talking to Stephanie McMahon, where they not once but twice used the word dismemberment when talking about what kind of match Braun wanted, and Stephanie telling him, you know, corporate is sensitive about those things. That's how they started the show. I said yesterday,
well, clearly, and that's sensitive.
Yesterday, I wanted to turn the page from some of this stuff, and then last night we were beaten over the head with that. With that angle that you were talking about with Drake Maverick, making him look like a jerk. Making a guy who's been a great character on 205 Live, a guy who is a perfect, you know, even though it doesn't make any sense whatsoever, we'll look past that. Great with AOP. Great visual. Great person there to liven everything up. And then that's what you do to him. That's what you do to him. And then you follow that up with, what, Ronda Rousey? Not selling nothing. Not selling a pilmanization of her neck. Not selling a beating. Not selling nothing. And then you send her out there to go have a match with Mickie James that they obviously haven't practiced, which made nobody look good. You can go up and down this thing. I get it. I know there's WWE fans out there that will say, I watch all 3 hours and it's the greatest thing in the world and we're moving on to SmackDown and all that sort of stuff. My God, it's past a variety show. It really is into some bizarre cartoon, but even cartoons seem to have better credibility and better storyline, you know, as far as sticking to storyline. Everything is just, it is another world that they're just not letting me in on. Like, they open the door for me. It's like, oh, look, a little bit of wrestling again, or a little bit of even sports entertainment that's not completely insulting or tone deaf. And then they just shut it on you. It's absolutely nuts. They can't get through a full show without alienating somebody that's watching that program.
I tried to tell you about this Ronda thing and this Nia Jax thing. Nia Jax is the facebreaker now. We'll be talking about this for months going forward. They got a match coming up at TLC, and Nia Jax goes out there, and she cocks her fist, and she kisses her fist. And they talk about hashtag facebreaker. It ain't gonna end, dude. It is not going to end.
Did you know that Dean Ambrose and Renee Young are only together when we need to talk about Dean Ambrose? And even then, it's just really weird because they don't know how to get themselves out of a position they put themselves in.
Dean Ambrose and Mae Young?
Renee Young.
Oh, Renee Young. No, she's turning heel, dude. It was patently obvious. I don't care what Dave says.
You know what? I know, and he, you know, I don't know if that's the case because I can't trust. That would make sense. It makes all the sense in the world, but when do they make any sense? You have three on two, and this isn't anything new. They've been doing this for quite some time. Instead of just adding a member to every team, like they seemingly were going to do with the Big Show, so you could counteract your New Days and your Lucha House parties, instead of adding somebody to these teams and making it a tag title where anybody can tag in and out, no, just the Lucha House Party. So they can go on and beat the guys that probably should have won on Sunday night. Certainly could use a win, but, you know, they're the heels that are outgunned. It's just everything. Nothing makes a lick of sense whatsoever. And then on top of it, boy, for that poor guy, and granted, you know, I don't know what exactly Drake Maverick has done to earn my ire other than be with the AOP, but that guy that got bullied, oh yeah, his team ended up losing too, because, you know, I don't know.
Well, that one's fine. They're setting up a tag title match. They got to do something. That's the least of our problems on this show. That's the least.
But you toss it on the burning pile of garbage that's over there, and it just creates more smoke and more disgusting.
Yeah, but Mike, listen to me. Listen.
Because, like, honestly, Brian, because the show, and I'll let you go, but, like, because if we're talking about anything, the show begins and ends was what was said by Stephanie McMahon at the beginning.
Okay.
Honestly, it does to me.
Listen. This person here says this was the worst Raw of the year, okay? It wasn't. There was a Raw a few weeks ago that was worse. But I'm a fair man here, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something, okay? There were four straight babyface wins on Raw. So I'm going to give them credit for that. They actually gave people a happy ending four straight times in a row. We had the Lucha House Party winning. We had the Ronda Rousey victory over Mickie James. We had Chad Gable and Bobby Roode beating the AOP to set up a tag team championship match. And we had Natalya beating Ruby Riott based on a storyline where Ruby Riott broke her father's, her dead father's sunglasses, I might add, and humiliated her. Natalya came on here and she actually got a win back clean in the middle of the ring and beat up the rest of the Riott squad. Okay?
I guess. So we
so
have
listen,
to give them.
I'm gonna complain about this show, but when they do something where they actually give us some happy endings and pay off some storylines, I'm gonna put it over. And they
nope.
did last night.
And here's why. 2 for 4, okay, at best. When Natalya, okay, you got rid of that. It was a stupid storyline to begin with. You ended it. Okay, I guess you get credit for that. The Chad Gable, Bobby Roode win and the Lucha House Party win meant nothing to anybody listening. You can call that a win and
they're
babyface
setting up
has won.
A tag title match. It's booking from but, from the turn of the century. They beat the champions. Now they're going to get a championship match. How is that one a problem of all things on this show?
Because nobody cares. And yes, okay, fine. I understand what you're saying. I'm not defending any portion of this show because it didn't deserve any defense. And I know they made, okay, you made little small gains in two spots. You pulled them back in a bunch of ways, too.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to call today, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text message is 425-780-7566. Yes, Mike.
Oh, so you sounded a little exasperated there when you threw it back to me.
Well, you said you wanted to say something before we went to the caller dropped.
I will just say that, and I won't draw this out too much, but they did standard pro wrestling booking, and they booked a title match, or they attempted to book a title match that no one will care about. And they ended a feud that nobody cared about and everybody thought was stupid and without taste. And frankly, from how it sounded last night, they haven't closed the door on the possibility of Jim Neidhart, because, you know, you're making fun of somebody who would do that, makes fun of somebody's father. I swear to God, they're leaving it open seemingly for this to continue to be used in storyline. And you know what? Maybe Jim Neidhart wanted it that way. But when you have a looming, overhanging presence of what happened with Roman Reigns last night and what was talked about him, about deserving it with the cancer and all that sort of stuff, it just comes across as crass. And I know they moved a little bit in a direction last night, but overall, with everything else they did, and the fact that you can't trust them to actually book a title match next week or the week after without having some other nonsense get in the way, I mean, I can't give them any credit last night whatsoever. That football game was over last night, and I watched Raw. I mean, the first two things I see are a guy in Mexico having a cinder block thrown down from the ring and smashed over his head, which I forget, it was Cuervo from Puerto Rico. And he had a blood clot removed this morning in surgery. I'm not sure how he's doing. I have to, you know, Lucha Blog, at Lucha Blog is a good place to keep up with that situation. But, I mean, my God, I just, between Stephanie and them using Roman as heat and everything else, it's really hard to give them credit for doing, especially when they don't have any. What's been the track record recently with the tag division or almost anything else outside their top people that they're going to take care of them? They're Mike, not even taking care of the top people or angles.
Mike, I'm trying to do a show here where I'm trying to be fair. And to me, if we sit here and we cry that all they do is heat, and they don't do anything ever for the baby faces, and then they do a Raw show and they have four straight babyface wins, including Natalya beating up the whole team and getting a win. Yes, it's a stupid storyline, obviously, okay? But the babyface won in the end, all right?
Of the 10 things coming out of Raw last night, where is this on the list?
If I ignore that and I say, yeah, they did four straight babyface wins, but it still sucks. All they do is heat. They can't make a babyface. Then I'm just sitting here, like, being negative about everything. Like, yeah, obviously, they here's another thing. You ranted for two straight days that Dash and Dawson needed to win the Survivor Series elimination match, or they should have, or they should have been throwing a bone or whatever, okay? Reality is nobody's going to care. They've been buried 55
right.
feet
I
under.
Did.
So here's my question. If it was so important for those two guys that nobody cares about to win the Survivor Series elimination match, why is it absolutely meaningless that Chad Gable and Jason Jordan beat the tag team champions and they're going to get a tag team championship match? They're literally in the exact same spot.
I think we were talking about the overall. I guess you're right. Here's what I'm saying when it came to Dash and Dawson was because they made the mistake on their own show where they should have won and they could have used the win and the brand. And so they could have won and this could have happened yesterday. I don't know. I guess you want to be fair, whatever. That's fine. I'm almost out of words for talking about this show. Of the 20 most newsworthy things that happened yesterday, I guess you can give them credit for that. But like, I don't know. I guess I'm just too much of an old man. Go ahead.
This person says, do you truly think Ruby Riott has any more heat after the Natalya? No one said she had more heat after the Natalya program. The program's stupid. All I'm saying is Ruby Riott and the Riot Squad bullied Natalya. They broke her dead father's sunglasses, and the company had Natalya win and beat up all the heels. That's all I'm saying. They actually did an old-school storyline where the babyface won. That's all I'm saying here. And no, Ruby Riott isn't more over. And you know who else isn't more over? Dean Ambrose. He's no more over for attacking Seth Rollins on the night that Roman Reigns was diagnosed with leukemia. He's no more over for saying that God is punishing Roman Reigns with leukemia. He said the line, and you could hear the audience groan. It sucks. They do this. They've been doing this for decades. They did this stuff with Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero and Randy Orton. And you know what? It sucked in 2006. The fans don't look at this as heel heat. Weeks ago, I had to listen to everybody go, oh, it was the perfect day. to turn Dean Ambrose. He's going to be the hottest heel in the company. Nobody cares about Dean Ambrose. He got cheered last night when he gave the guy a second DDT, for crying out loud. Because this stuff doesn't work. It just makes people upset with the company.
So I'm supposed to be happy they gave a couple of baby
faces. That's something totally different. It's something totally different.
But it all ties together into one big pile of crap that's wrapped up in a three-hour package. And it's very frustrating. And, I mean, it was just one thing after another. And it's been one thing after another. So, no, I'm not going to give them credit. I'll give them credit when they actually come through with a storyline with the tag division or anybody else that actually works. I don't know. It's very frustrating because I try to look at it as a variety show, they insult you that way. I can't look at it as pro wrestling because they insult you that way. It's just, I don't know who can actually watch this and be all in on WWE right now. I would love for somebody to try to sell me on it. I really would.
First says, this Natty storyline is being done because the Total Divas finale is built around the death of Jim Neidhart. It's not going to make one additional person watch it, but that's why they are doing it. As soon as it airs, they will move on to exploiting the next tragedy.
Did they say that?
Did they say
so
what?
They didn't even tie it in. What a
stupid-ass
show.
It hasn't aired yet.
But still, I mean, did they even work you in the direction of you should be watching Total Divas because we're following Natalya's story on Total Divas this whole time? No, they didn't even do that. So what's the point? Everything exists in its own little vacuum. I mean, again, Ronda Rousey had her neck pulmonized. She was slaughtered, and there she goes bouncing out there, and frankly, almost in a way where they ended up turning her even more into a heel in front of that crowd that they knew was going to be a little dicey.
Yeah,
anyway,
but she was cheered like crazy last night. In the same building, by the way, everybody. All that talk yesterday that I don't know what everyone was talking about yesterday.
But they
it was
did
the
they
same
put,
building the next night, and she came out and got cheered.
And they had her plan to go out there for a relatively long time, and that could have turned bad on her. And in fact, it's not like anybody loved it. I mean, I guess she was cheered wildly. I guess so. I mean, in comparison to some other people on the show. But my God, I don't know.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, boys. How are you, man?
Hey, Savon.
Hey, how are you, bud?
Happy birthday.
Such a shame with, thank you, Brian. I appreciate that, man.
That's
thank
right.
You.
How old are you, Savon? 55?
No, I'll be 37.
Oh, my God. 37 years old. How are you still watching this show?
Man, I've been a fan for over 30 years, and it's just one of those things that, you know, just like you, I have a passion for it. And, you know, we just have a frustrated wrestling fan, you know?
I know what you're talking about. What's going on?
You know, it's such a shame that you have such matches like Brock Lesnar and Daniel Bryan and Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair were good, solid matches. And then we're back to Seth Rollins chasing Dean Ambrose, Braun Strowman and Baron Corbin. You know, I wish they would find a way to build on those types of matches where you actually want to watch them. You know, I called a few weeks back and I said, does Survivor Series really matter? And here we are. It's good. Two decent, solid matches that were really good in a really long time. And we're back to Raw, and we're back to Elias, and we're back to Finn Balor losing. Why can't they just find a way to – I'm not saying they got to merge the brands, but maybe build off those storylines and, you know, have something to be able to watch.
You tell me they didn't build off the storyline of Charlotte crushing Ronda Rousey's neck and leaving her for dead with a kendo stick?
No, because Mickie James got offense in. You didn't build Ronda Rousey last night. Why is Mickie James
kidding,
getting
Savon.
Offense in?
I was kidding. It's ridiculous.
You know, okay, I apologize, but yes. I didn't realize you were kidding. But you know, why is Mickie James getting in? If you want to rebuild Ronda Rousey last night, she would have should have got in there, did her thing, and you know, walked out, and you would have rebuilt her, and you know, you could have went on to your storyline.
What they should have done, Savon, is they should have not had Ronda Rousey on the show selling a beating from Charlotte.
Yeah, that's that. You know, I heard you say that before, too. She's smiling, coming out smiling and laughing, and here she got welts on her back, took a good whipping, and she's not selling anything. You know, it's the minor things like that. It's just, I guess it's so frustrating to be a fan. It really is.
Well, Savon, happy birthday this coming Thursday. Have a good Thanksgiving as well. And hey, listen, I talked about this yesterday, how I loved the Charlotte Ronda angle, but they do so much heat, and they did so much heat for the last straight month, that everybody was going to forget about that within 3-4 weeks now. I don't think they're going to like totally forget it ever happened, but I mean, you went from Charlotte destroying Ronda Rousey and pulmonizing her neck to the very first segment on Raw, a 10 I mean, seriously, they beat on the guy for 10 straight minutes. The heels beating down Braun Strowman. They beat on him. They beat on him. They beat on him. They threw him to the steps. They beat on him. They hit him with a chair. They threw him to the steps. They beat on him. They gave him a Claymore kick outside. They beat on it. Like, forever! It wasn't even 24 hours since that Ronda Charlotte angle. And then Ronda dances down to the ring because in the wonderful world of WWE, if you pay your money for a ticket, you're entitled to see the whole show. And the show involves Ronda Rousey coming out and smiling and pulling something out of her bra to give to somebody and laughing and being all happy and flashing that smile, kid, all the way down that ramp. And to make sure that you got that, then she could get in the ring and be angry. And, of course, then she got in the ring, and despite having her neck, her throat pilmanized, she cut a promo. A totally fine promo. So all that work that they did, all for naught. And Daniel Bryan tonight, we'll see what they do with him, but he is back to being a heel after being a hell of a babyface on Sunday. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
AC is blowing hot air, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Get immediate relief with Interdynamics R134A refrigerant for $9.99. AC recharging is fast and easy with Interdynamics R134A refrigerant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Looking for the next great crowdfunding opportunity? Check out PondHop, the rewards marketing engagement program for small to medium-sized businesses. Currently funding on Kickstarter, this is a great chance to get in at the start of an innovative way to use social media to grow your business. Co-founded by one of Facebook's founding engineers, PondHop uses a unique point system to give business owners a fun way to reward their loyal clients and customers. To learn more and to make a pledge, head to Kickstarter and search for PondHop, revolutionizing rewards for consumers and businesses. On top.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, a bunch of things here. All right, here I am. All right, first off, commentary team did do a piece about the Total Divas finale last night. Apparently I missed that. They did talk about that. Second off, this person says, how was Daniel Bryan a babyface on Sunday? He was being a heel to start and only made a comeback by hitting Brock in the eggs. Is that an appropriate word? Well, he was a baby. I mean, he made a fiery babyface comeback. He sold for the entire match. Yes, he's obviously still a heel, but there you go. This person notes, Nye is more hated than Dean Ambrose. That's right. Nye actually hurt one of the babyface wrestlers. And Dean Ambrose is not getting any heat because the company is blaming all of it on the company, which they should, because it is all the company's fault. And finally here, for those of you following the Enzo Amore story, this person says, I heard 35 people showed up to his concert last night, and it was horrible. That's the update on Enzo Amore. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on? Let's not go to the phone. If you want to give us a call here today, 844-411-5411. That is toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. For those of you having a problem calling today, if you call and you hear the show, you're next. Just hang out on the line, and we'll get to you next. Don't hang up, and don't start talking.
Oh, maybe they had my feelings on the show. I know I get made fun of in your forum and Reddit and all these places. You know, I'm not the most eloquent speaker in the world, which, you know what, for radio is a hell of a thing, you know. But I try to work on that. And sometimes I get all emotional or I got a whole bunch to say. And sometimes it all flies out of there and goes everywhere. And it's not as concise or as intelligible as it should be. But I don't even know what to say about last night. Like, again, I turned that game on. And again, the first thing I saw was that spot in Mexico where the dude got hit with the cinder block. And then it's like, it's time for Raw, where they throw more cinder blocks at you. And yeah, in a small window, I know what you're saying when it came to the matches, but like almost everything else on that show. And I'm sorry I missed it when they were talking about the Total Diva situation. I didn't hear that. By that point in the show, I guess maybe my brain was just mush, but it is just, I'm blown away. That Khashoggi thing to start, and I know it wasn't directly, but like that to start on top of everything else, the real life insults, the wrestling, the insults to your wrestling sensibilities, the insults to just comedy, the insults to everything. And I know what they think they're doing a great job, I guess. That's what you'll say. Vince thinks he's booking for the masses, and you got writers who are writing for Vince, and they're making $1 billion. I'm blown away. I'm stunned. And you know what? Today, make fun of me all you want. I really don't have the words. I really, really don't. And I would love for anybody else to call in and talk about anything else that's happening in the world of wrestling, mixed martial arts, anything else other than WWE, because there's a big world out there where, you know, you can still have a little bit of everything. You can still have your wrestling and your entertainment without feeling like, much like AJ Styles, you're just getting kicked in the nuts every single time you watch.
First says, Starrcade is Friday. They're showing 1 hour of it on Sunday. Zero mention on Raw. That's right. They are airing Starrcade, an hour of it on the WWE Network.
They did say it in passing in the commentary, but there was no graphic and it wasn't really sold hard.
So, obviously, SmackDown is going to be moving to Fox in October of 2019. And I don't have all of the details right now, but they are going to be doing split production crews. So for those people wondering how they're going to be doing this, I mean, normally they would do SmackDown or Survivor Series, for example. The pay-per-view would be on Sunday. Then the production crew does Raw on Monday. Then the production crew does SmackDown on Tuesday. Obviously, if you've got a Raw show on Monday and a SmackDown show live on Friday, that's a lot of time for the crew to just be hanging around doing nothing. So they're going to split the crews, and there will be a crew that I believe will start working on Friday, do SmackDown Live, and then do the house show on Saturday. Another crew that's going to be doing the Sunday pay-per-view, the Monday Raw, and I guess Tuesday, wherever they do a house show, or whatever they end up doing for the whole deal. But I guess because of the split crews, and because of the fact that they're going to be on the road for things, and because WWE has pretty much mentioned this in their surveys, they are going to be putting more house shows on the WWE Network. And if you're one of those people who hates Raw, and you're going to come on here tomorrow, and you're going to hate SmackDown, well, let me tell you something. WWE's putting house shows on the WWE Network. You're welcome to stop watching Raw and SmackDown and just watch the house shows, because you're probably going to really enjoy the house shows, because there are very, very few angles. The guys get to go in there and have wrestling matches. And for the most part, on the house shows, the babyfaces almost always win, unless the heel is a champion, or the heel happens to be somebody who they're not going to have do a job, although they can do DQs. So that will be an option for you coming up in about a year here, and maybe even sooner. And I would guess that for the Starrcade show, there probably will be a fair number of babyfaces winning and good matches, although I guess you're only going to see an hour of it on Sunday. But hey, hour's better than nothing.
Well, hopefully they actually do something with the house shows then, because the only problem with the house shows is because it is, like you said, it's a very clean, usually 2.5 hour show, in and out. If the heel is a champion and they get the win at the end, they're probably going through a table or something like that. You know, they like sending people home happy, as well they should on those types of shows. The only issue with them is they are oftentimes the same show. So if they add some spin to it or some spice or something like that, they may need to do that, because they are very formulaic, for good reason in some cases. But this isn't like the olden days where, like, you're seeing some people work some things out, and you'll see, you know, a lot of times, you know, if you go to a house show, they're not going to do this on the network, I wouldn't think, but you go to a house show before a pay-per-view, a lot of times you're watching the pay-per-view match. You're watching a lot of things that are going to happen there. So there's, you know, some advantages there, but I don't know. I've been to a lot of house shows, or enough of them to, there seems to be a formula there where there's only so much being worked out. It's not like it's the 80s where the Midnight and the Fantastics don't get the time on TV, so they're going out there and doing that. I mean, it's almost like in reverse. They're kind of like making sure that they don't get hurt, and they're going through the motions so that they can get to the pay-per-view or TV and then while out.
And yes, they did announce that next year they will be airing Survivor Series weekend from the Allstate Arena in Chicago. Well, Rosemont, Illinois. And they're going to be running Friday night for SmackDown Live. Saturday night will be the NXT TakeOver. Sunday will be Survivor Series. Monday will be Raw. So if they do the deal that they've been talking about on the WWE Network surveys, where they're asking, how would you like to see a Saturday night's main event here and there? That would be the taping schedule. They just keep everybody on the road, do a Friday, a Saturday night's main event, a Sunday pay-per-view, and a Monday Raw. So we'll see when they kick that off. I presume it'll be whenever they kick off that new tier, the new tier system on the WWE Network, which my guess will be in early 2019. Bert says, we need to talk more about Joey Janela's LA Confidential. In my opinion, David Arquette had the match of the weekend. He walked into the match, booed out of the building. By the end, the entire crowd was actually chanting, David Arquette! You got to give it up to a former WCW champ coming out of retirement, giving a 4+ star performance, he says. Well, I didn't see the match. I only saw the end. I don't know if it looked like a 4+ star match there at the end. And a funny thing about David Arquette is, I have nothing against David Arquette. Like, David Arquette seems to have this idea in his mind that, like, wrestling fans hated him because of what happened in WCW. And I guess you can find a wrestling fan that'll hate anybody, but I never really heard anybody talk about how this was David Arquette's fault. David Arquette was there. They wanted to put the title on him. He didn't want it. They said, too damn bad, we're putting the title on you. He never took a dime from WCW. He donated every cent that he got to charity. Everybody knows his story. I have no idea why he has this set in his mind that he needs to come back and prove that he loves wrestling and really wants to be a wrestler, and that he's, I guess, making it up to everybody for what happened in WCW. Like, during that era, it was stupid, but, like, I can't even say that was the worst thing they did.
Yeah, but at this point, I think there's probably a part of him, I'm sure there's a part of him that absolutely believed that, and he felt as though he had to give something back to something that he loved so much, where he thought everybody hated him, and this thing that he loved so much that he wanted to give to, wanted to give a platform to in a movie, and it all just went sideways. So yeah, I bet you there was a little bit of that, but at this point, I wonder if there's any thought of that inside of his body. I can't believe that it's that deep-seated and it's not being used more for him to be able to go out there and get bookings. I mean, he's been working indies. He does, you know, I guess he's worked under a mask in places so he can gain experience and stuff like that. He loves this stuff. And I think at this point, with the reactions that he's gotten almost everywhere he's gone, You know, I don't know at that point that I don't think he believes that. I think he's just maybe using that if there's any thought of that at all, because, I mean, my God, I mean, what else could this guy actually do, especially after, you know, going in there on short notice with Nick Gage to go in there and have a match like that, regardless of what you think about it. I mean, it was a hell of a job, and GCW's done a hell of a job. Joey Janela and Brett Lauderdale and everybody else. I mean, as far as hyping themselves up and doing the things that they need to do to gain attention, there's been nobody better than Joey Janela. And those shows, there's a lot of stuff that I don't like on them because it's not my style, but there's a lot of stuff to like too. And they actually, you know, kind of let you in and actually become a fan again.
David says, as some of you might have seen last week, I was injured in a wrestling death match. Wanted to make sure to address the photos and videos that have surfaced from the event, as this is not the type of wrestling you watch on TV, unless you watch Lucha Underground. I knew it was violent and potentially bloody, but I truly did not know the extent of what I was participating in. However, I take responsibility for putting myself in that situation. For the last 6 months, I've been training and competing in indie matches around the country, as wrestling is a passion of mine. I want to state again, this is not traditional wrestling. I have the utmost respect for that sport. I also want to apologize to the professional wrestling world for any negative attention this might have brought forth over the weekend, and I have zero plans to be involved in a match like this again. I want to thank all of my fans, friends, and family for their love and support over the last few days. I'm looking forward to getting back in the ring under much different circumstances in the near future. However, my priority and full-time dedication will always be to acting and producing. I look forward to sharing some of my exciting new projects in 2019. With love, David Arquette. Listen, I don't want to make this about me, but why is David Arquette avoiding me? I'm not going to slice his neck with a light tube. I'm not going to do anything crazy. I just want to have a grappling match with the guy. The story writes itself. Death of WCW author, former WCW champion. He could come in here and prove himself to me. We'll see what happens.
You got an open dance card.
Hell yeah, I do. For him. Not for everybody. This person here says, the Ambrose Chronicles special is definitely worth checking out. Dean is an incredible talker. Hey, I watched that Becky Lynch thing on the network. It was so awesome. And my obvious question is, why do I have to go to the WWE Network or YouTube to watch this? Why isn't this part of the show? Why isn't that part of SmackDown? Why is all of the best stuff not on Raw and SmackDown? It's baffling to me. But hey, I'm not in charge. This person says, am I in the minority for being disgusted that WWE is exploiting Roman's leukemia to attempt to get heat on Dean? Everyone on Reddit thinks it's okay. I think it's just the lowest of lows, especially when everyone knows the company is the one pushing it. I'd let Mike talk about Reddit, but I hear the music. We'd be here all week. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This paper bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Time is...
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, everyone, if you're sick of Rob, I got the answer for you. Go to my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. I have retweeted something from my main man, Mark Howes. One of my favorite things in the world, WWE 2K19 glitches. This one. What happens if you cash in after the ring breaks? You'll see Braun Strowman's neck being sucked into the ring. Brock Lesnar levitate. The greatest glitches are in these WWE video games. So check it out on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Source here says the crowd is going to turn on Ronda after the Nia feud, possibly during it, if it goes long enough. Are you watching these shows? Nia's the most hated person in the world right now. Who in the world is going to boo Ronda Rousey if she's going up against Nia Jax? If anything, it's going to make Ronda an even bigger babyface. This person says, Squared Circle is full of WWE fanboys. They act like WWE is great because they don't watch anything else. They don't know better. Nothing new. Oh, man.
Hey, look, this is, if WWE is got, if they're young enough and they're going to stick with it, they need to make their money from someone. I mean, you got a whole fan base that's in their 50s, and you got a whole bunch of other people that are fine either getting their wrestling from somewhere else or just not getting their wrestling from WWE at all. So if they can latch them in, I guess good on them.
Spurs says, last night, oh man, I lost it here. Damn it. I got to find this before we go. Last night I watched Enzo's performance via Facebook. It was nothing but N-words and awful music. At the end of the show, he gave someone a stunner. He made a song about the brass ring, absolutely awful. It was on Facebook?
Well, it's on my Twitter. There's a guy that went to the show, and I retweeted some the thread starter, so I would go down and check that out because he's got a good running commentary throughout.
All right, check it out at SemperVivi. I'm at Brian Alvarez. We're here every day except Thanksgiving, which happens to be Savon's birthday. We're taking the day off to celebrate the day of his birth. But other than that, every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Thanks, Mike, as always, callers and listeners. Everybody in the studio, Reddit. We'll talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.